Welcome to the Lenten podcast series brought to you by epostle.net. We're so glad you've decided to take this 40-day journey with us. This season, we'll be focusing on the Bazarak. Each podcast will delve into a particular aspect of the divine liturgy. As a listener, you can use these daily messages to meditate on the spiritual significance of the liturgy throughout the week. We hope each podcast provides you with the spiritual nourishment for the soul during your travel through the Lenten season. This podcast is part of the expanding vision of the In His Shoes mission.
We have arrived perhaps at the prettiest moment in the entire Divine Liturgy. Pretty because there is a melody that takes place, often referred to as the Amen Yevon Tokvit Kum, referring to the first words of a litany pronounced between the deacons at the altar and the choir in the chancel area. There are a few variations of this melody corresponding to the musicians who have orchestrated the chants and hymns of the entire Divine Liturgy. The Divine Liturgy musical variation most often heard was composed by Magar Ekmalyan. The famed Armenian churchman during the turn of the last century, Gomidas Vartabed, has also composed music for the Divine Liturgy, which is often heard. There are about five different melodies. The Amen Yevon Tokvit Kum variation that is often inserted into the liturgies of other composers is the Chilingirian version. It is very popular because of its beautiful, solemn, and challenging melodic lines. However, we need to keep in mind that this is merely a litany within the entire Divine Liturgy. That is, these are petitions of the deacons at this point for peace and stability. These are petitions that include acknowledgement of the wondrous joy found in God's salvific plan. This is a good time for the congregant to reflect about the meaning and purpose of the liturgy. It is a matter of form over function, so to speak. That is, we are taken by the form of something, whether it is the divine liturgy or something as mundane as a car or a phone, and we forget the function of that thing. The celebration of the Divine Liturgy has as its focus the celebration of the Holy Eucharist. It is about uniting ourselves with our Creator. All too often we get caught up in the peripheral trappings within the Church and forget that the Church has a function. One churchman described the Church as a bridge between our life and the Divine. We get on the bridge and are taken by all the beauty of its architecture. We marvel at the intricate design and the workmanship. We are so taken by appearance that we stay on the bridge enjoying its beauty, and we forget the purpose for which we came onto the bridge in the first place, that is, to take a journey to the other side. So too with the beautiful, mystical, and rich traditions that we often find in Orthodoxy, we might get consumed by the form and forget that the Church itself has a function. Fortunately, as we are consumed by the rich melodies of this litany, the priest heralds the message that brings us to understanding of the liturgy itself. He prays, O God of truth and Father of mercies, we thank you, who has exalted our nature, condemned as we were, above that of the blessed patriarchs. For you were called God to them, whereas in pity you have been pleased to be named Father unto us. And now, O Lord, we beseech you, make the grace of so new and precious a naming of yourself shine forth and flourish day by day in your holy Church. And then he continues audibly, and grant us to open our mouths with a cry of bold voice to call upon you, O Heavenly Father, to sing and to say. And here the priests, the deacons, and the entire congregation sing the Our Father. It is most appropriate to remember at this point the words of the priest. We today have a unique relationship with God. What the forefathers referred to as God, we understand as Father, according to the teachings of Jesus Christ. We therein boldly proclaim to God by what has been granted to us by Christ our Savior, the name Father. Let's take a break and meditate on this very special relationship and thank God for this opportunity to celebrate function over form. This is Father Voskin inviting you to join me again tomorrow as we continue on the Lenten journey into the Divine Liturgy.
Thank you for joining us for the Lenten Journey series. We hope you've been blessed by this podcast. These podcasts and all of our work is made possible through your generosity. Please keep us in your prayers, be mindful of the needs of this ministry, and donate generously. Also, please take a moment to tell your friends and loved ones about epostle.net by sending them a link to our website. That's Apostolic Evangelism for an Expanding and Electronic Universe. For Father Voskin and the Epostle crew, this is Susie inviting you to join us again next time as we continue our series on the Divine Liturgy.